The Sound of Silence by Dr. Chris Thrinell. If you don't live near train tracks, you'd find it impossible to think you could ever get used to the noise. If you do live near train tracks, the sound of the train literally becomes silent over time. The flu kills 30,000 to 65,000, one, Americans every year, and nobody hears it because we are simply used to it. We've lived with it for so long that it isn't reported anywhere, it doesn't scare people, it doesn't cause the government to overreact or even react at all. Restaurants don't close, the economy doesn't screech to a halt. We don't tell people you can never get back to normal until there is a cure. If the flu just appeared today, for the first time, we would be hearing that train for the first time. Let's say we weren't used to the flu, it would be alarming today. If we weren't used to the flu deaths, there would be some panic. And if we weren't used to the flu deaths, there would be some shutdowns and government intervention. COVID-19 is a new train. It makes a different noise, and we are hearing it because it's new. We also have 24-hour news stations and social media to inform, misinform, and overinform us. There is a political landscape that will politicize anything and everything. We have big pharma and big tech greed that is out of control. As well as, the perfect storm for this train to be heard by everyone. But this train is no different than the flu train. We will get used to the sound of it and learn to sleep right through it, just as we do with the flu every year. We will make improvements to dampen the sound, but we won't stop the train from running. Regardless of our efforts, the train will still run on the same track. What will change is that we will get used to the noise. We've already unheard the following trains and the deaths they cause every year in this country. Smoking, 480,000 alcohol, 100,000 preventable heart disease, 600,000 obesity, 300,000 diabetes, 100,000 cancer, 600,000 iatrogenic deaths, 225,000 people killed by medical error, too. Just think of the incredible amount of horrible side effects that big pharma advertisers manage to cram into the last 10 to 30 seconds of every drug ad. Nearly every drug includes the side effect of death, even if the condition it's meant to treat wasn't life-threatening in the first place. The next time one of these ads comes on the TV, just close your eyes and try to listen to the words without the images of the smiling faces and balloons. You'll be amazed at what you've been able to unhear over time. When you live by the principles of the 100-year lifestyle, you can keep your body and mind functioning at its absolute best. When the body functions at a high level, you have the best chance of preventing and overcoming all forms of disease. I say this with 100% confidence, because disease only exists in the absence of health. You can't have health and disease at the same time. As you lose health, you develop disease. Your primary healthcare goal should be to proactively develop health every day on the road to a sensational century.